to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
So again, you can call or text us here in the studio. We'd love to hear what you're getting into over the weekend. 617-655-1234. We got a long Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you'll get to spend some time with some friends and family. Maybe there's a barbecue grill in your future. Maybe there's a pontoon boat, even though it might be a little chilly in your future. I don't know. Mary's from Plainville. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Kennedy, you're going to be into this one.
Okay, what
tell,
you doing?
Tell everybody what you're doing. What are you doing?
I'm going to a sound healing and meditation with messages from loved ones from beyond.
Oh, wow. Where's that happening?
It's at the Zen Loft in Bridgewater. Uh-huh. A medium by the name of Jody St. Ange does it.
Uh-huh.
She works a lot with Maureen Hancock.
Oh, really?
You might know that name. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds so cool. Will you let me know how it went?
Yep. I will. $20 at the door. You can sign up online at the Zen Loft. She's wonderful.
Is there a particular person you're hoping to get a message from at the Messages from Beyond?
Not a particular. Unfortunately, I have a lot of loved ones beyond. Mm-hmm. So
whoever shows up is welcome.
The app, you got it, Kennedy. You know.
You can't be picky. You don't get to pick who comes from beyond.
Like, I'd love to talk to my grandmother, but nobody tells my grandmother what to do. So she'll show up if she wants to.
Right.
That's how I feel about Ethel.
That's it.
My girlfriend went with her sister and her mom to, like, the Long Island medium who does the same thing.
Yeah, Teresa Caputo.
Yep. She said people were, like, crying in the stands, and it was very emotional.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is very emotional. It's amazing. If you're a non-believer, you need to try it at least once because something may just happen.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Let us know next week how it went. I want to hear who showed up. Jennifer from Dighton. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi. Doing great. So apparently Jennifer and producer Dan will be doing the same thing at some point today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am heading up north to see Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls at the Bank North Pavilion today.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That sounds like amazingness.
Now we're talking.
So you will be stuck in 93 North traffic on Labor Day weekend, too.
I absolutely will.
Oh.
I think it's going to be amazing, though.
Mm.
Oh, man. Mm. Have so much fun. Closer to Fine just takes me back to college like you would not believe.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, not to besmirch the good name of Melissa Etheridge. We love her, too.
No, bring me some water. That was college, too.
Yeah, we're out of my wheelhouse right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Between black and white.
What? Come on, Dan.
Dan, look up Lilith Fair. That's all you need to know.
Me and my friends were not driving around bumping the Indigo Girls and Melissa Etheridge.
It's only life after all. Get in touch with your divine feminine and make it happen.
Come on, Dan. Come to My Window from Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not on my playlist.
Yeah, she's got a lot of hits.
Maybe it should be.
To each their own, man.
All the ladies, enjoy it.
Who are you going with, Jennifer?
I'm going with my best friend, Heather.
Have a good time.
Oh, my gosh. It's just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
All right. Have fun.
Thanks.
All right, Kennedy, we need to put together a playlist for Dan when he's stuck on 93. Just like Melissa Etheridge, Indigo Girls, the whole thing, a whole vibe.
Some girl rock, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Just to
meet you. Some Natalie Imbruglia, maybe?
Oh, I know Torn.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Torn. Come to
my. So, producer Dan, what are you going to be doing up on 93 North? Where are you headed? Winnipesaukee?
Yes, so after I sit in traffic with Jennifer, we're going up to Lake Winnipesaukee, but the little twist, we're crashing mine and Kaylee's parents' couples weekend. They've become friends since we've started dating, and Kaylee's parents are already up. They were up there last night without us, and her dad and my dad are golfing this morning, and then we're going up to meet them.
I love this
to
so
crash
much.
Their party.
Do they know you're coming?
They do. And then we had a boat scheduled for this afternoon once we get up there, but I don't know.
Right.
Weather will cooperate.
Yeah, it's going to be like 68.
So
wear a sweatshirt. It's still summer, boo.
Yeah, my mother.
It'll be snowing soon.
Kennedy.
And then you'll be like, why didn't I?
Kennedy, my mother has South Florida blood. She ain't going.
You don't.
No, but we're not going if she's not going.
Hey, Kennedy, quick question for you.
Yeah.
What are we thinking about producer Dan's dad and his girlfriend's dad hanging out and golfing together?
What do you mean, what do I think about it?
What do we think about it?
I think it's great.
Why would I think anything other than something positive?
I know it's all positive.
They're just two old dudes in their 70s that get together and talk about it.
Seriously, it's so hard to find friends when you get older. I think this is awesome.
They talk about TV shows from the 50s that nobody remembers. It's great.
I absolutely love it.
Yes.
I think it's wonderful.
When everybody had three channels.
They talk about who grew up harder because that was a big thing.
Because nothing sucks worse than hating your spouses, your partners, your whomever's parents. There's nothing.
It's great. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, so the fact that you guys, that everybody loves everybody, I love it for you. Love it.
This is so good, Dan. I like this.
Yeah, you know our two dads are not listening. You know what our two dads are not listening to on the golf course?
They are definitely rocking out to Melissa Etheridge.
Things I would pay to see.
Yeah.
Your dad singing Melissa Etheridge.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.